Since the start of the pandemic, attacks on Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders have been on the rise, and the recent tragic shooting in Atlanta was a tipping point for the heartbreak over these continued attacks. Gustavo Seguro tells us how some in Idaho are reacting.
Dr. Palin Yu, a professor at Boise State, is frustrated by the lack of humanization of the victims, six of whom were working-class Asian women.
I want to know more about these women. I think that it does, I want to do them some honor, you know. And there's like no way to do that.
Dalton Dagondon Teagues, a local transnational feminist organizer, says this act of terror is part of a bigger problem.
White supremacist violence that happened in Atlanta was rooted in this stereotype of the fetishization of Asian women.
Teagues, a recent immigrant to the U.S., felt many things in hearing the news.
A myriad of emotions, but also just wanting to be more deeply rooted in community and showing up for them in whatever way I can.
Teagues' mom back in the Philippines called them as soon as she heard the news, fearing for their safety.
And she lives right across the world, 7,000 miles away in the Philippines. And the reaction is to come home, that it is not safe.
Teagues says working class AAPI women, particularly those who are undocumented, are at a higher risk of violence, something Teagues says more policing won't help and would like to see an easier path to citizenship.
Asian women are doing a lot of care work or domestic work within this country. And so that subjects them to a lot of sexual violence where they're not protected.
Idaho has its own anti-Asian history to wrestle with. Dr. Yu says recent moves by the legislature, like axing money from the university for its diversity initiatives, is limiting dialogue.
I think we have we do have an opportunity to have these discussions, and some of it is celebratory. Some of it is, my God, look at this, man. I didn't know this about Boise.
Dr. Yu hopes more Idahoans will start to understand the role Asian American communities play in making Idaho what it is today. Gustavo Sagrero, Boise State Public Radio News.